everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight, right here live around the world on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel, the transmitting jewel of the South, right out of Hallelujah Acres. Glad to be with you. Got a great program tonight. Gomer the Roamer. That's the name of our program. We're going to talk about Gomer. We're not talking about Gomer Powell, USMC. We're going to talk about Gomer, the guy that is mentioned back in the 10th chapter of the book of Genesis. We're going to trace his offspring. We're going to single out one of those sons. He had several sons, and we're going to pick out one of those Gomerites and trace him through the scriptures. We're going to find out just exactly what his mission was, where his problem was and still is, because you see, the sons of Gomer are still around. Now the question is, do they have with the sons of Shem and Shem's offspring, do they have a part in the covenant that was given to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Well, we're not going to skirt the issues about the Jews. The world has been intimidated into the assumption that today's Jews are representative of all the ancient tribes of Israel. Now, I want you to remember that. When Christian people talk about Jews, they say that that is ancient Israel or God's chosen people. So I want you to listen up tonight. You're going to learn something. If you've got patience, if you've got discretion, if you've got discernment, and if you love to search the scriptures, you're going to know tonight just who the sons of Gomer, or the son of Gomer, the Roamer, you're going to find out who he is. Now, Jew is alleged to be an abbreviation of the name of Judah. Judah was one of the 12 sons of Jacob, who Yahweh, in Genesis chapter 35:10, changed his name to Israel. Judah was one of the sons. And so then Israel would comprise 11 more distinct tribes outside of Judah. Now, we're going to hunt them. We're going to find them. We're going to see what part these Judites play in the equation, and we're going to see how the serpent tied his genetics into the house of Jacob. And they're there today, and yet the people that are posing themselves or passing themselves off as Jews, I've got some information for you that might stun you in the revelation that we're going to give you. If you're a Bible student, you need to stay tuned as we get into the Bible. Now, 10 of the 12 tribes were called Israel, and they lived in the northern part of Canaan, which was up until 1948 called Palestine. Two of the tribes were called Judah and were located in the southern part of Canaan. And the nation of Judah and the nation of Israel, two different nations, they were bitter enemies. at times, and they even fought what we would call a perpetual war, and the casualties on both sides, particularly on Israel's side, was enormous. That's all biblical. That can all be proven. Eventually, the northern 10 tribes left the region of Canaan. 721 B.C., the northern tribes left. Well, they not only left, they were forced into slavery. They were removed from the land for disobedience. Biblically, if you understand the scriptures, you know that Pastor Buddy is telling you the truth. And I challenge any preacher in the land that calls himself a preacher or a prophet, including the last day prophet. We got one of those that runs around bellowing like a bull, that he's the last day prophet. Ladies and gentlemen, there's more false prophets in the last days, and probably we could put him in the mix here, along with the rest of these prophets that teach you that Judah is God's chosen people. And that's not true. There's something wrong with the recipe, biblically speaking, that they bring forth and try to biblically teach you that the Jews are God's chosen people and it comprises or makes up the body of Israel. That is a blatant false prophet lie, and any prophet that teaches that is a liar, and the truth is not in them. Well, where did they go then, Pastor Buddy? Did they disappear from the earth? When the Messiah came to the part of the world in Palestine, he announced that he was not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And that's in Matthew 15:24. Now, why would he say something like that when we know deliberately that the two nations, Judah and Israel, were bitter enemies, and at that time, Judah ruled the roost? Now, these Judahites were of a different bloodline. That's what I want to get to you tonight. Christ said, beware of the Pharisees. Well, we understand the Pharisees according to 1 Chronicles 2:55, that the scribes and the Pharisees that he told us to beware of were from a different bloodline, or, if you will, a mixed bloodline. Now, we've talked many times on this subject, but tonight we're going to find out who Gomer the Romer is, what he brought out, who he produced, and who today is posing in place of the house of Shem, that they are God's chosen people, and if you're against them, you're an anti-Semite, or an anti-covenant of Shem. Now that's the... And the Christians back them up to the till, and even laws are passed in this nation today that would probably penalize you, or you would be breaking the law if you said anything different. It comes under hate speech. Ladies and gentlemen, since when is the Bible hate speech? When you prove line upon line, and you check the Bible to discover that it speaks of a people that is current and currently and will become active again in the future, live in somewhere other than in Israel. The true bloodline of Shem is living someplace other than Israel, or the place they call Israel. So then, those who the Messiah said in John, or in Matthew 15:24, I am only sent to the lost sheep, when he was preparing to depart this earth, he instructed his disciples in Matthew 10:6, go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now, did they return back to Israel? They were already there in Palestine of Galilee. We know where they were from. The Bible tells us in the 2nd chapter of the book of Acts. Are not all these speak Galileans? Who was that that was saying that? Well, it was the Jews. The unbelieving, uncircumcised, unrepented, and unchanged Jews from down in the southern region where the Canaanites and the Pharisees and the scribes were all gathered very neatly in a southern region called Judah. Did Christ come from Judah? Question. And the answer, without any reservation of this preacher, when 99% of the false prophets and the so-called say, yes, he did, that he was a Jew. And let me tell you and warn you right now that whosoever preaches that Christ was a Jew is a false prophet. Maybe not intentionally, but blind and deceived, and being deceived is the order of the day of what we call these barking dogs, who present themselves as ministers of Christ, and they minister to the people, the very people that do not have any blood covenant relationship to Christ. It's got to be understood that the ancient Israelites simply did not disappear from the face of the earth, and they're not over in the place where you would call Israel, because they named the nation in 1948. These people that we're going to introduce you to, and they're called Ashkenazis, or sons of Gomer the Romer. These are what we call Roman vagabonds at one time in Europe. They were literally chased out of 27 nations abroad, but accepted in the United States, and our forefathers warned us from the get-go that when we accepted them as part of our nation, that they would sit in the high seats and take over the nation and cast out or destroy their perpetual enemy, which would be the lost sheep of the house of Israel, who are blind, miserable, murmurers, complainers, always hooked to the ideal that we deserve slavery. There's no such thing in America as freedom. You're not free. You're controlled by people that is related to Gomer the Romer. You know, I just like that so good. I just had to call him Gomer the Romer, and you're going to see why just in a minute. They did not disappear, as has been touted by the Upshurs, who are trying to replace our history, destroy the 10 northern tribes, or ignore them, or group them all into one tribe called Jews. And the abbreviated description, or the abbreviation of the description, is misleading. Because I'm going to tell you this and be perfectly safe in saying it within the framework of the context of my statement. 96%. I'll give a 4% ratio, and I think it's more than that. I'd be safe to go to 98% to 99%. Let me just do this. Let me go to 98% and split the difference between 96 and add 2 and leave 2. At least 98% of the Christians are worshiping Gomer the Roamer and his offspring as opposed to Shem or the Shemites, who are lost and have not been found. Only by a few people of their understanding that know the truth and worship Yahweh in truth and worship Him in the spirit and truth. That is the truth. And most Jews of today are admittedly Ashkenazis, which is an indication of their historic origins from within Asia, and very few question this, and the very fact about this point is provable beyond a shadow of a doubt, and I can prove it after 50 years of searching the scripture, coming to the knowledge that something is rotten in Gomer the Roamer. And we're going to dig it out. So over 90% of the world's so-called Jews, I'd be safe to say this, and I'm going to make this statement within the context of this statement, that over 90% of the world's so-called Jews today are of Ashkenazi blood, having no relationship to the covenant people of Shem, or what we call the Shemites. The Shemites are white Aryan travelers or sheep that have wandered from the fold. I have other sheep of this fold, he said, that are not here. Go only to those sheep, and when you find them, preach the gospel to them and save them that will hear the word and repent and get baptized in the wonderful, acceptable, glorious, magnanimous, and most magnificent name of Yahweh. Now, we've got these people that want to say Yahweh or Yuah or, you know, I mean, they make a big deal out of this. And the short poetic form of his name is a standard issue, and the way you say the vowels, down south here, we talk like we from Dixie. You people up north talk like you from South China or somewhere beyond. But we'll forgive you for that because you are brothers. And I have many brothers in the north that doesn't have the dialect sound or vowel tones that I have. They all talk funny up there. I know when I came, I lived in Ohio, and in southern Ohio, till I was in the first grade of school, and we moved to Tennessee. And I talked like a northerner to these southern boys down here, and I went to a little country school in Thornhill, Tennessee, in the 40s, and I fit every day on account of me and my language sounding foreign, and they didn't cotton to foreigners. And I was just from southern Ohio, and I would say, hey, you guys, and boy, that'd bring on war. And every day I'd come home with a bloody nose or a broke tooth or something of that nature that I had to fight my way, and it never ceased that I can remember. Until I learned how to talk Southern. And so then, you need to talk the language of truth within the framework of whether it be Northern or Southern, or Eastern or Western, because this includes the whole of the United States, and 90% of the world's so-called Jews are of Ask ultra-Nazi liberation, meaning that they have no, and I'm going to repeat this, and all of you false prophets, I challenge you, call me up. Let's get ready to rumble in the southern half of this nation tonight. I challenge you to a rumble duel or a Armageddon of words or a war over truth that has been distorted. People have crept in unaware, the devil and his people, close association through blood, divination, and we need to separate the chaff or the tares from the wheat. And it only takes truth to do so. Now, in Genesis chapter 10, 1 through 3, where I'm framing my gestalt, we find this is in the progeny of Noah's sons, beginning with Japheth. Verse 2 lists all the seven sons of Japheth, seven sons that he had. The oldest was Gomer the Roamer. Have you ever read anything about Gomer in the Bible? Have you ever been led to just look at his descendants or his progeny? Well, that's what we're going to do tonight. I'll do it for you. Let my fingers and my mind and my understanding walk through the scripture. You check it. The first thing that is the error of people is they trust their souls to a preacher. Do not trust a preacher. Prove all the things. Don't take his word. Don't take my word. And I challenge all you other preachers out there that would want to contend with my message tonight, I challenge you to an open debate. Get in the ring or stay under the porch. And we challenge you to that because this is the truth. Verse 3 depicts the sons of Gomer. Listen to me now. The oldest son was Ashkenazi. Ashkenazi, proof of the origin of the Ashkenazis without a covenant bloodline association to a house of Shem. It's Shem that got the covenant contract. And so then, these people are so wise and so crafty that we call him Gomer the Roamer when he was one of the offspring of Japheth, the progeny of Noah, grouped into the three sons, who each one has a contract. Only one of those has a purposed covenant that from the sons of Shem, not the sons of Japheth, or not the sons of Ham, but only the sons of Shem will come the blessed covenant people. Abraham himself being a descendant of the house of Shem. And from that was given a contract in the 17th chapter of the book of Genesis, confirmed in the 15th chapter of the book of Genesis, and also confirmed in the 18th and the 19th chapters of Genesis. The revelation line that opened my eyes years ago on this message and brought me to the point of understanding the Ashkenazi connection from Gomer the Roamer was that they have slipped in as God's chosen people, being in line with the descendants of Noah. Now, it's hard to pick up cousins and aunts and uncles and differate. But here there is a difference because the son of Gomer, Ashkenazi, is proof in are not bloodline covenanted. They're not covenanted with the bloodline into the chosen that Yahweh chose as a family for himself. Now, I don't know how he done this. It's imperative to fix it in your mind that these Ashkenazis are the sons of Japheth and not of his brother Shem. I want you to note that. And I'm really driving this in tonight about the Ashkenazi connection, who has no connection to Shem through the covenant. It was from the generation of Shem that Abram was born, and when they changed his name to Abraham in the covenant that I mentioned a while ago in Genesis 17:5, it was to Abraham and to the generation of Shem that Yahweh promised, I will make thee a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, and thou shalt be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless you, and curse him that curse you, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Now, if you read in Genesis 10, you'll see that even Noah, through the wisdom and knowledge of a prophet, he himself gave the blessing and cursings to his own sons. Blessings and cursings. Ham had a son named Canaan. And to this son went the curse. Now, he was Noah's grandson, but he had done something, or he paid for the sin of Ham, who had done something. And what he done was, he, if you will, he infested into the bloodline womb of Noah's wife, and therefore brought curse upon his bloodline, and Ham would be a servant in the tent of Japheth and Shem. And we got a major problem here with Israelites who are related to the Ashkenazis and the sons of Ham. They were all white Aryan descendants of Noah, if Noah was white. And we have an indication, biblically speaking, that I could go into and won't for the sake of time here, because I've got other avenues to explore, but I could bring this and lay it down line upon line and precept on precept. And you could ask, well, so what? What does that mean? God loves everybody and God can save everybody. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is not true. I hate to burst your spiritual bubble and disappoint you when you just lied there. When you say that God loves everybody, you lie. And you lie greatly and do not the truth. Matter of fact, you do more harm when you say that. Because it's not the truth. It never was the truth, and it never will be the truth. For it's a fact that Yahweh hates some people for various reasons. And can the clay say to the potter, why do you hate me? For instance, we could jump over, and I will for the sake of tying this point in here and nailing it down to the issue and the context. Yahweh himself loved Jacob, but the brother, in this case a half brother, I believe, and we'll get into that, it's another whole message, and I won't get into that for the sake of not getting sidetracked to that, to say this. Yahweh absolutely, unequivocally hated Esau. He said, well, that's because Esau turned out, and there's a few bad people. That ain't the case. That is not right. I refute that by saying this. Yahweh hated Esau before he was ever born, before he ever committed one work of disgust, because he was a tear from the womb, and Yahweh knew that. I want to repeat that. Esau, the Edomite, was a tear born by the seed of the devil. Now, how he got in Rebekah, I don't know. I'm open for suggestion or for conjecture, but on my part, I have my own drawn up conclusion of exactly what happened with Rebekah. And how that Satan is so crafty, he can take you captive at his will. And when he knew that the joint heir covenant, now let me repeat that. Say it with me again. The joint heir covenant. Now somebody is on the heir side of the promise, and somebody is on the dis-heir covenant promise, and Ashkenazi, or the sons of Gomer the Romer, fall within this, I do not love them, I do not have them in my covenant, I will not accept them, in no uncertain terms. And here we have, well, how do we know that the ancient Israelites and their half brothers, the Ishmaelites and the Arabs, who are the progeny of Abraham and Hagar, are the joint heirs of God's promise to their father Abraham, making them legal occupants of Canaan, now known as Palestine. And see the wars over there right now. Their origins come from their genetic affinity to Noah's sons, Shem. Now, who deserves it? Well, the Shemites. Where are they? They're not over there. They're over here. Or they're in Great Britain. They're in Australia. They're in Germany. They're in Norway. They're in Finland. They're in Russia. They're in Scotland and Ireland. They're in America. Scattered, lost sheep without any understanding, with prophets like myself, trying to gather the sons of Shem to the fold, give them an understanding that the Ashkenazis are not to be worshipped as God's chosen people. They're not. Now, it's a distinction in this respect that the Jews seek to wear a cloak, and inhibit, knowing full well that these facts would remove any affinity or affiliation for the Jewish claims to be in Israel, and thus their claims to Palestine as their homeland, is completely invalid. They simply are not Semitic, nor are their progeny, and neither do they have any relationship to the progeny of Shem in covenant from Abraham. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I just said a whole mouthful, and I can just hear those false prophets that listen in take notes from Pastor Buddy. They stay under the porch because they won't come out and bark. They know this is truth, but within the framework of deception, how they operate to deceive for filthy lucre or for positions of power. We've got these TV evangelists. They're nothing but a joke. Oh, they're selling books. God is going to return to Israel. They're going to build him a temple. Who? The Ashkenazis? The Khazars? We have a combination of two bloodline groups, neither one with a covenant, and that's the Ashkenazis who are the wise ones, who are affiliated with the bloodline of Noah, and the Khazars, who are from Gomer, the Romer, and the bands that went out into Asia and adopted the Jewish religion, and now these are the ones that are accepted today as God's chosen people. There is a 10% number of today's Jews who consider themselves as being the Sephardic Jews. They're a rather distinct group, separate from the Ashkenazis, who are also primarily of the ancient tribe known as the Khazars, a nation that converted to Babylonian Talmudic Judaism in 740 A.D. Now, that's about the time that the true house of Israel departed from Palestine and became known as Lost Sheep. Oh man, the plot thickens. Only the masterminded people. I'm going to repeat it. This would be entirely hid from the eyes of these deceivers, or these do-gooders, or these seam-riders that have now established a lie upon a lie and saying that those people over in Israel today are God's chosen people. And Pastor Buddy is challenging any preacher that says that to deal with the facts of the covenant promises that they are not in any way from the tribe of Shem. They are Ashkenazis. They're Jews of the world originated and have primarily come to be known to be the true, but they decry such identification, which removes them from any association with ancient Israel and its subsequent covenant promises that I have just mentioned to you related to Genesis 17, verse 5. Ladies and gentlemen, these are they who are, as we know, that call themselves Jews. Now, after 70 A.D., listen to what happened. I'm giving you a brief outline of a gestalt of history here. After 70 A.D., the Arabs settled into the ancient Palestinian regions and have been its legal occupants since then, and justifiably so, since they too qualify as the progeny of Abraham through Ishmael. And so then, the Arabs have more right and claim to the land that was abandoned by the house of Israel for their disobedience. But Yahweh had a greater plan, because that little sandbox region of arid, dusty sand could not hold the masses of Australia, of Russia, and of Great Britain, and Scotland, and Ireland, and Germany, and France, and England, the Netherlands, Denmark, the United States of America. No way could that region hold the overflow of the lost sheep. And Yahweh let them lose their identity, and they became known as the lost sheep. Lost meaning they don't know who they are. Here I am, going uphill, pushing this load of truth up the hill of the understanding of the minds on a slippery slope that have no idea what I'm talking about, simply because they've listened and been taken and hoodwinked by these last day false prophets who are barking like dogs. But listen to this. The Messiah broke the news in Revelation chapter 2, verse 9, and chapter 3, verse 9. He says, I know your works and sentence of blasphemy, ladies and gentlemen, that say they are Jews and are not. You never hear anybody teaching about who the Jews are not. You always hear them teaching who the Jews are. Oh, they're God's chosen people. But have you ever considered the scripture from the mouth of the Messiah, who himself said, these are children of Satan, who call themselves Jews? Ah, what impact? What impact overriding in context with the truth that Satan has brought about the development of false Jews, forming a synagogue of Satan, and they make him their king in a trade-off which has nothing to do with the sons of Shem. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but lie. Who are they? Where is you false prophets at? Could you name a false Jew? I never hear you talk about a false Jew. They're all God's chosen people, according to you. According to the Messiah himself, they are those of the synagogue or of the seed, the Gomeromers, of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews, and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them come and worship before your feet and cause them to know that I've loved you. Man, I'm waiting for that day. Oh, happy day. I wish I had my guitar. I'd sing that song. Oh, happy day. When Yahweh opens our eyes to see and takes off the cloak of falsehood of these Ashkenazis and these Khazars who say they are God's chosen people and are not, who have convinced the world mightily that they are Shemites. Boy, when you get in the book, it is a different story. I appreciate those that love Yahweh and support this truth. Man, it's a major undertaking to get on the radio night after night, 5 nights a week, live. I give my time and dedicate my time strictly to the revelation of truth, and if you'll sign on and support my ministry, Yahweh would bless you and open up your eyes and give you one of the greatest happy day revelation you've ever received. Blessed are your eyes before they see. Now, see what Yahweh's talking about for today when he mentions 2 and 9 and 3 and 9 revelations, that I know them that say they are, but are not, but go not to them. Go to the lost sheep. These were sons of Shem, with the 10 northern tribes. Again, Judah was only one tribe to the south, and he incorporated what we would describe as the sons of Levite, who were the priest, and they muscled their way in because they loved the chief seats. They removed the true Levites, and they themselves stood in the place, and that's what Christ said in John 8:44. I've got to close here. I hate to. It shall come to pass in that day, saith Yahweh of hosts, I will break his yoke from off thy neck, and will burst thy bonds, and strangers shall no more serve themselves of him. In Jeremiah 30:8. It'll come to pass. These Ashkenazis and these Khazars have a stranglehold on the neck of Jacob. And that's because that we know not who the children of Shem are as compared to who we think that the sons of Gomer the Romer of the Ashkenazis. Nazis and the Khazars. They are the ones that call themselves Jews and are not, but are liars and thieves and thorns and thistles. But everything they touch turns to gold. You don't have to fertilize a weed or a tare. You have to cultivate organic heirloom seed of Yahweh. They're delicate. They're tender. They're precious. And so then, these weeds, these thorns, they grow up among us and choke out our understanding and blind us. We can't see the trees for the forest. We don't know that the Anglo-Saxon, the Germanic, the Scandinavian, the Celtic, and the kindred nations that I've just mentioned are Israelites. We think we're Gentiles. We're considered to be the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and we're kinsmen, and we have a covenant. Did you know that your Messiah was an Aryan Israelite? He came from the northern tribes, out of the house of Joseph Ephraim, the heir to the birthright. Coming from any other tribe would make void the covenant to Abraham, that out of him and out of his loins would come the birthright son, what we call the Messiah, and would save his people in a covenant. And Christ came and said, I'm only sent to the lost sheep. I ain't sent to the Bassernazis or the Gomerlumers. I ain't sent to the Khazars who call themselves Jews and are not but are liars. He knew them. He cursed them in John 8:44. He revealed. He pulled off the cloak and got himself a dagger in the side. They spilled his blood. Come, let us kill him. This is the heir to the promise. And oh, my. I pray, Father, right now, in the name of Yahweh, open the eyes of blind Jacob. Open the eyes of blind Isaac, or sons of Isaac. Open the eyes of the son of Abraham to know and discern who's who and who's a Jew. Father, break the yoke of this bond of usury and indebtedness and power, because money gives power, and they have all of the money, and therefore they have all of the power. Father, break the bonds. Father, connect back to bone of your bone and flesh of your flesh. Bring out a multitude of people to see what I'm talking about. I hope and pray. Father, I can't open their eyes. Only you can open their eyes to them that hear the word. The dispersions and the judgments that are pronounced upon the residue of the Ashkenazi Khazar connection in Jerusalem is found in Jeremiah 24:8-10. If you would read it, and it continues down even today through the ages, and the end is not yet. While many instances in the Bible in which the word Jew appears, its rightful depiction in most cases should have been Judah or Judean. But for the influence of the Talmudist on early Bible translators, we have been hoodwinked into believing that the Ashkenazis and the Khazars are God's chosen people when the house of Shem is blind and out murmuring and complaining and being slaves. Father, break that bond right now in the name of Yahweh. Free the mind of blind Jacob. Let him come forth as a timely bud, and let him sprout and bloom on the desert with a spiritual rain of understanding and you can make that happen. And I pray it in the name of Yahweh. Ladies and gentlemen, you listen to Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call, part one. I may go into part two tomorrow night, or I may teach you on the thousand-year reign. I haven't decided yet because my mind is split on that. If I want to make this a two-part or three-part series, I would come back to it in case that I teach you on the thousand-year reign. A lot of false doctrine is going on about that. I'd like to clear that up. So then, I'll see you tomorrow night around the world on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel on the transmitting Jewel of the South right here tomorrow night at 10 o'clock on a Wednesday night. Join me then for either part two of Gomer the Rummer or part one of the thousand-year reign. Either way, you're not going to miss anything. You're going to be blessed with either, and we'll time together and show you how the deception and how that the devil has his foot, his jackbooted foot, right on the neck of our understanding and choking out that which is good, like the thorns and the thistles that they are. You can write me tonight, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box, 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824, and tuck in a love offering. We need your help in these hard times. Help me to preach the gospel. Make it easy on me. Don't make me get out here and fast and pray and wonder where we're going to get our tithing offerings from to pay our next month's radio bill. Be generous. Sow your seed. You ain't going to take nothing with you. And if you haven't remembered him, he won't remember you. If you ain't loved him, he ain't going to love you. If you ain't supported him, he's not going to support you. Remember, don't muzzle out the ox that treads out the corn for you. And that's what we're doing tonight. Call me tonight. Area code 423-338-1972. I'm sponsored tonight by my good friend and my sister in Mississippi, Brother Mark and Sister Audrey. Thank you for the sponsorship, the sacrifice that you make, Brother Mark and Sister Audrey, every Tuesday night and every Saturday night, brought to you courtesy of these generous people that love the truth. Join with us. Make it easier on us. Hold my hands up, and I'll preach you the truth. We'll prove it all thing, and I'll take any challenge from any preacher in a continental or in a foreign land. All you got to do is call me and we'll get it on. Praise Yahweh, because I'm set for the defense of the gospel and I will reprove and rebuke, but I can be gentle and I can also teach. If you come with an humble spirit, we can reason together and we can walk together. In the name of Yahweh, we love you tonight. As I said, we are coming to you, and if you'd like to write me, let me give you my address one more time. I feel like somebody's wanting to send me an offering, and I appreciate it. Just for the message that I preach tonight, I feel like someone would like to tuck me in a love offering. Maybe you're a first-time listener or a believer. If you are, let me know about it and confirm what Yahweh just spoke to me. That's Pastor Buddy, B-U-D-D-Y, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Again, that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee 37824. All right, area code 423-626-2172 is the home office. I'm here at Hallelujah Acres doing a program live right here on the Hiawassee River. I would appreciate it if you want to call me tonight, go ahead and call. If you'd like to call me tomorrow, go ahead and call me. I'll take your call either tonight or tomorrow. Doesn't matter. We ain't got nothing but time to spend for Yahweh. So call me if you feel inclined. That would be 338. That's 423-338-1972. I'll see you tomorrow night around the radio network. May Yahweh love you and take a liking to you, and may he reveal to you the message I've preached, that it is the truth, even 2,000 years ago when he sent out his disciples to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. For that reason, that's where I'm sent. He put a burden on my heart for the sons of Jacob. And tonight I carry that fulfillment that I made him a promise. When I almost lost two fingers on a radial arm saw when I was supposed to be preaching the gospel full time. Since then, I've lived by faith. That's been over 20 years ago. I've lived by faith and your tithes and offerings, and may Yahweh bless you to see my needs tonight. I'll see you tomorrow night around the world on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That'll be 9 Central. We'll see you then on the radio network. Until then, may Yahweh bless you, and I'll see you down the line.